Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show, Imagine Dragons Thunder. It is 9:10 and it is Friday morning and it's time for Zac Brown tickets. Been doing these all week. They're at the Shoreline on the 27th. And we have tickets all day, actually. I think today's your last chance, so 11, 3, and 5. Mm-hmm. And, of course, right now we'll take caller number 97, 800-400-3697. You get to check out the Zac Brown Band as Alice's guest. Call now. 800-400-3697.
That same number is where you can text us. You can send us pictures, your opinion, ask questions, whatever.
We love to see your texts.
We do. We also love to get your emails. We do a Secret Show podcast, which is separate from this show and can be found at RadioAlice.com. Our emails are Sarah at RadioAlice.com or Vinny at RadioAlice.com.
Sarah with an H, Vinny with an IE.
Right. And the bad advice segment is one of our biggest segments.
Yeah. We enjoy that very much. And it can be really a tiny little piddling question, or it can be a giant life decision. It can be about sex, drugs, rock and roll, house payments, anything.
And yesterday's Secret Show with your boy Tommy Igo,
legit Tommy,
was excellent.
Yeah, it was a good. That was a good show.
I really like that guy a lot.
He likes you too. He said to say hi and thanks to the crew too. I saw him yesterday in the later afternoon.
You did?
Randomly, he was dropping some stuff off and he was saying how his phone had blown up all day and he was super excited.
Good.
He loved doing the movie review. He thought Hooman was so talented.
He should do way more reviews.
I'm sure he would probably love to. So whenever there's a movie that fits for him.
Yeah, listen, Yuzek clears all these things. We talk about them. I let her know the movies. And then, you know, there's Johnny Mosley. There's Rudy.
It's nice. You got a good stable. There's Scott Capurro.
There's Liam. Well, you've mentioned him many times this morning.
We've heard a lot about Scott. We know you love him.
Yeah, he's listening right now, and he's about to text me. So I'm just getting it in there. By the way,
Scott.
Village Theater tomorrow night in Danville. Scott Capurro.
And then he'll be back on Wednesday.
All right.
Oh, good.
Heads up,
everybody.
707 says, Sarah, go to your personal shopper at Nordstrom for new bras. Duh, girl.
Oh.
415 says, Double D, only wear front zip sport bras.
Well, front zip.
Yeah, that's what people are saying.
My mom said that she got something when I got married 20-something years ago. Hold on, let me see if I can find the name of it. She says, get Comfort Lace One Piece by Bali. And I believe I think that's a whole leotard-y type thing. Take the bones out, like wearing a soft bathing suit with support. Bought my first one for your wedding and never looked back. Tell your audience my good deed for the day.
She's a helper.
Way to go, Ellie.
My mom sizzles.
Yeah, she
does.
In her Bali Lace One bra.
Oh, I thought you were talking about when she lays out naked.
I don't think
with all the cocoa butter.
Vinny, that was the olden days.
All right.
You know, she's 70 now.
I have a
70 and beautiful.
Yeah.
Why are you doing that to your mom? What's up?
Well, she's 70. Nobody
she
wants
want
to see
you throwing
the 70-year-old naked
there.
Lady.
She's like, don't
sunbathe nude anymore.
She's probably saying to her radio right now, why are you putting my business out there?
Why is she putting her business out there at age 70? She's got no business putting her business out
there. Yeah, but where she lives, she's probably a young, hot chick.
Yeah.
That's true. That is true. Maybe she should. Maybe she just walk around naked.
Yeah.
I have a front. I have like a front idea. Clip and zip Victoria's Secret sports bras. Love them, and my girls do too. When I run the other day, ago, I was watching something, and this ad comes on where a lady's exercising, and then it said Victoria Sport, and I was like, "Is that Victoria's Secret?"
It must be.
It must be, right?
Yeah, they do. I don't know how long it's been, but now I get their catalogs. as I've always got them. But now they don't do any clothing anymore. I used to buy jeans,
sure,
or shoes,
you did.
Belts.
You
yeah.
did?
Yeah, and now they just do back to the undergarments and
workout clothes.
And workout clothes.
Well, there's. I didn't know. It didn't say Victoria's Secret Sport. Mm-hmm. It just said Victoria Sport. Mm. And not knowing, I just went, huh. And then
it's
I forgot
so hard
all about
when
it.
You can't try them on. And
I want to try it
I
on.
I never send things back.
I know. I'm so bad about that.
Yeah.
You don't send stuff back.
No.
I mean, I will if John knows about it, then I have to. There's like pressure.
Or you just waste the money and keep the thing you're not going to use?
I just feel
yeah,
like,
I usually give it to someone I know.
Right, exactly.
Are you being serious?
Donate it. Yeah.
I just don't send stuff back.
I make myself do that stuff. Yeah. I know it's another chore. The mm-hmm. other day I had
John does that too. He's good about it.
Get off the freeway and go to the O'Reilly and return the damn windshield wipers that didn't fit my car. But listen, that's $40.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I had to do
it. I figure it's a gift. Like, oh, this will work for you.
And it took forever, too. The guy's like, I don't understand why it's not working. And I'm like, me neither. You're killing
it's
me.
It's not. Just take them back. I sold the car. Here they are.
It's just, man. Sarah, one word, bralette. Super comfy and even better. They're at Costco.
I bought two of them at Costco, and they're the ones I'm trying to wrestle on and off. I actually had high hopes for them, but they're a huge pain in the ass. I need something that clips in the front. That's what I'm going to look at, the Victoria's Secret one.
Yeah.
I'll figure. So who gives a? Who cares, man? It's Friday. I'm going to go home and rip this bra off and not wear another one until I come back to work.
Girls love boobs. Boys love boobs. It's a whole thing.
Yeah.
Don't say who cares.
No one cares.
Everyone cares.
About my bra issues. Oh, the thing is just, it's making it hard for me to breathe right now.
949 says, I think Sarah should go as a Cal cheerleader for Halloween.
Oh.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, all right. I'll do it.
Do it! Yeah. Mm. Tell Sarah to turn her shirts inside out when she paints. That's a painter's trick.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Huh. Pretty smart.
Yep.
All in favor of braless Sarah? Everyone raises, it says, everyone in the Bay raises their hands.
The eyes have it. I told you about that one time, though, that I was waiting in line at this little cafe that I go to all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And this lady was looking, and I didn't have a bra on. And I wasn't like, you know, it wasn't a tight shirt or it wasn't hanging out. It was just a t-shirt. And I guess my boobs were, she just had this look of disgust on her face as she was looking at my boobs.
It was probably the booger in your nose.
It was, she was looking at my chest. I had a booger on my chest, too.
Maybe you did.
I had to blow my chest.
707 says, seeing Weezer tonight at the Safeway Open PGA tournament. Amanda from Napa.
Oh. Well,
is that,
where's
that?
Is that up in Napa?
The Safeway, what is it?
Open.
Safeway Open?
It's a PGA tournament. Is that, I think I saw something about pro golf in the Bay Area.
October 4th through 8th.
Safeway Open.
Silverado and Napa.
Yeah.
Oh.
So Weezer's in town?
Yeah, and it looks like you could live stream it.
Good for you, Amanda.
Yeah, that sounds great. Do you have to watch golf in order to go to that?
The Weezer show? Probably not. Yeah. Oh my God, the candy corn discussion is making me die laughing.
God, I love candy corn. Why do you have to bring that up?
I love candy corn too, Sarah.
Yeah, so good.
It's not that good. I don't understand it.
It's pretty good.
But you're also someone who says you don't really care about chocolate either, which is crazy.
I don't. I'll eat it. Don't get me wrong. I'll take it. I'll eat some chocolate if that's all we have in the office for me to eat. I'll eat anything that's in there. It's ridiculous. For a while, we had the iota, the sunflower seeds, but those are all gone now, I think. I haven't seen those for a while. Unless you're hiding them from me, which would be really a
no,
good
No, I just throw
move.
Everything in that little basket.
Hey, Vin, check out the Louis C.K. bit on kids lying. Super funny. Yeah, it's funny till it's your kid. My kids become... Mm. I can't believe she left the room and came back and tried to play off... What the hell is that?
That's kid behavior.
That's a three-year-old, though.
She's almost four. Less than a month, Vinny.
Yeah.
You guys having a big birthday party
Good
for
news,
the little one?
Vinny. Kids that lie young tend to be way smarter.
Yeah, she's inventive.
That's not me making stuff up. That's a scientific survey.
Yeah, and believe me, she's totally normal and fine. She's a great little girl. And what are you doing for her birthday?
I don't know yet.
Oh,
her mom throws those parties. Yeah, that's not...
At the new house. Oh, my God, housewarming party. slash Isla birthday.
You don't want a bunch of kids at your new house.
Well, don't invite any kids. Just like tell the kid that it's her birthday party, and we'll all go over there and party.
Tell her she has to go to bed.
Vinny will leave and get us hamburgers. Like he did at his last party.
Yeah, I went and got you hamburgers from Whole Foods.
I know, but right when we got there.
And then you were gone for the first hour of the party.
An hour. I live down the street.
Dude,
this was when I was in San Mateo.
Well,
right
life is really busy and there's no parking
in that
one.
So Vinny left?
Yeah,
he went to go get hamburgers for you people. Yeah, you do that before the party.
For the party you threw at my house.
Yeah. Well, listen, if you agree to the party, you better get it together.
We decorated it, too.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
I don't know how it is you keep spinning that as some negative thing. I went to get you food.
No, it's negative because the party had started and you left and were gone from your party.
Some people have a day before the party starts, Sarah.
Yeah, but
the
when
surf
you have
doesn't
a party,
ride itself.
There is the day before the party to pick up the hamburger.
I was thinking, wait, you didn't have a kid then?
No, I had to go surfing.
Nothing. It was ridiculous. Plan for your party. When you throw this next party, it better be better.
There is no next party. There is a party.
We're having a housewarming party at your house.
Love the Human Wrap. Any chance I could buy that on iTunes?
Yeah.
No, we'll figure out a charity angle or something. You know what, though? It has a bunch of no-name references in it. It would have to get
so
rid of
what?
We all love no-name. Yeah, but he's not on the show anymore.
He was. He's part of the show history. Play that thing.
It's like it's at least 10 or 12 years old. At least that, actually, now that I think of it. You've been back almost 10 years. We'd have to re-record parts of it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. If I have the original tracks, I'll do it.
I think you should just play it as it is. It's a snapshot of time. I love No Name. I don't know what the...
No, I love No Name, too.
I like him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See,
cool.
Everyone's for it.
We're all friendly. We all like each other's posts.
That's how
I know we like each other.
Mm-hmm.
It is?
I guess. I don't know.
All right.
Hey, people are saying, and I forgot I do this, step into the sports bra.
I know, and I have done that, but I actually feel like my big ass butt and my hips are stretching the thing. I don't know. I don't do that. I end up wrestling it on and off. And
can you give me the info on music you played, I think, called Satan?
Oh.
And artist NF? Yeah, it's on iTunes. That's what goes on sale today.
Yeah.
Marilyn Manson.
You're looking for Marilyn Manson, and the NF was a record called Perception. And he's a Christian rapper, apparently.
Oh, my God. That was bleeping hilarious. I love the Human Rap.
Yeah, the Human Rap is pretty funny. I like the I'm gay part, where we took the knot out of it and just went with it.
Oh, because he went...
He said, I'm not gay.
And then you guys...
And we just took the knot out.
Oh.
Wow.
707 says, Vin, I pulled your daughter's trick when I snuck back in after being out all night, but I was 16. She's pretty smart for 3.
And you probably weren't sleeping in your parents' bed.
Right.
Where you'd kept them up all night, and they were very well aware that you'd spent the night there.
Kid, you see this black and blue chin? That's from your feet kicking me in the face.
So admit you're lying or go to your room.
I had to ask, though. I'm like, so did she get a show? Mom goes, no, she got a timeout. She's lying. Oh, all right. Well, I don't know.
Someone texted in, don't tell her she's lying. Call her a liar. It makes it more personal.
See how this is? See how there's so many tricks? That's why I don't know stuff. And I just... As far as I knew, she got her show for being so smart and trying to trick mom. Who knows with this new parroting, you know? It's crazy with
so
how
what
that
would
works.
You have done if she had pulled the same thing with you?
Well, I fall for it and get mad. And so that's like, and I really get childish and overreact. And I've never touched her and I even like walk away. But yeah, I think I would be react wrongly, like really overreact. Probably even cuss.
Mm.
But that's what I got. So I'm used to the whole, like...
That's your reaction.
...really negative reaction to you being dumb. Mm-hmm. So I'm trying not to do that to my kid. What do you do?
George.
Yeah. It's another one. You know, she said the other day she wants to be on TV. She goes, how do I get in the TV? And we're all, what? She goes, my dream is to be in the TV when I grow up. And
that's
I go,
adorable.
The first thing you got, this was my, this is, I saw this because I go, the first thing you got to do is stop biting your lip because you don't see anyone on TV doing Dur George. And she goes, okay.
Uh-huh.
And stuck both her lips out. Nice. I don't know if it'll work.
Maybe that's a good trick, Vinny.
Pull that with their line.
When Sarah dances, nobody can say no.
When Sarah dances, nobody can say no. I'm nothing if not enthusiastic.
You dance so hard, you winded yourself right out.
Dude, I was like, oh, that doesn't seem right. You know, I was actually thinking because I get super winded on stage with Tommy because you're dancing your ass off and you're singing these songs, you know, and the songs are crazy. I have to do this show coming up in December. I'm like, I really need to start walking
December
the loop again.
December 15th at the Throckmorton.
So I need to start walking the loop again because I need to get my cardio going. And then this morning, I'm like, oh, boy, I'm not getting that. That is no joke, man. Just a little bit of dance and I'm all, I look like Hooman after he ran the Coit Tower stairs yesterday. I can breathe. I can breathe. I can breathe. Is that still up on your... Is it been 24 yeah. hours? Yeah, that should still be up on your story.
All right. Mm-hmm. Was there ever a performance of the rap, or was that just a recorded?
No. I don't even know why we did that.
Because it's great.
Do you remember what that was for?
I sure don't.
Yeah. Oh, boy. Something tells me he won't be here when we get back.
Okay, we'll find out right after these. Radio.com. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Well, Vinny, your prediction's right. Vinny, Hooman is gone.
Yeah, well, that's what I figured.
Yeah. It's crazy. I don't know how that happens.
He has things to do, guys.
Yeah, no, he's a very busy guy, and it is the weekend. Hey, speaking of the weekend, mm-hmm. here at the Alice, we have pushed some of the Weekends Revive stuff onto this weekend. So we are flying people to the Hollywood Bowl show. It's at the end of the month.
Right.
I think is it the 21st?
21st?
Yeah, 21st. Yeah. It's an amazing show. Weekends Revive. The lineup includes Harry Styles, Macklemore, Pink, Sam Hunt, Sam Smith, Kesha, Khalid, Lord is on there, Alicia Cara, and we're doing a flyaway. Round trip airfare, 2-night hotel stay, 2 tickets to We Can't Survive, and the winning is by knowing the code word. So the next chance is coming up at noon, and then mm-hmm. we're going to do it on Saturday and Sunday as well. So be listening to the Alice all weekend long. Listen for the code word. There's a special text number. You don't text us here. You text 80787, so get that plugged into your phone. And then we had a winner this morning.
Be like Presley, everyone.
Presley from Napa.
Yeah.
It's a nationwide contest, but we're having winners all the time. So let the next one be you. Have a great weekend, everyone. You guys were amazing this week.
So fun.
It's a pleasure working with you.
Yay.
Bryn, you were pretty good. And we'll see you next week.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.